This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We'll get back to the draft calls here. BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. Let me throw this Breece Hall thing at you.
Okay.
So it's about Breece Hall. It's about the situation, but it's also about Justin Fields. Now, and it'll make sense in a moment. Last year, two years ago, Justin Fields ran 160 times.
Right.
160 rushes. We know that's what he does best. He's a running quarterback, right? Last year, Aaron Rodgers ran it 22 times. Do the math. That's basically 140-plus rushes in favor of Justin Fields, which means the running backs for the Jets this year will be a little diminished in terms of usage rate because you can only run so many times, and Justin Fields is going to be running a lot, number one. Number two, you've got a very young, cheap, dynamic, talented running back room. Obviously, Breece, you got Braylon Allen, who I love, and Isaiah Davis, who I also really like, and I know the Jets love. Now, Breece Hall's up after this year. If you're not inclined to give him big money, and I would not. I'm not giving him big money.
Because of him, or because of running back or where they're at?
Because he ain't Saquon. Like, we can make it out to be, oh, you know what?
Everybody made it out to be like he was the best back in the league.
Well, you got to remember, the way he started.
I remember.
I mean, but then he ripped up his knee. I mean, so there's circumstances
there.
But
then when he came back, everybody was making...
He was averaging almost 6 yards a pop, and he was housing it almost every game. Before he got hurt in Denver.
But when he went down, people still thought he was going to be the best back in the league.
With no rust or anything like that? Like just automatically the same guy? Yeah. Well, he hasn't been. Yeah. So if those people thought that, I didn't necessarily think that. I was intrigued to see what he would be. But it's now 3 years in a row where the production's gone the wrong direction. Attributable to injury, usage, O-line, I don't know. But he's not cutting up the league like we thought that he would. Bottom line, I'm okay with trading him. I don't need him. I'd like him. I don't need him to be a piece of this team moving forward. If somebody calls me tonight based on Fields running a lot this year and Allen and Davis and what Hall is going to cost at the end of the season, why in the world would you not move him if you could get something you really need tonight or this weekend?
But what do you think you're getting in return for him? For all the reasons you just mentioned, why would somebody be like, oh yeah, I'll go take Breece Hall for what? What's the value?
Well, number one, they might think that he is very closer to retaining what he had early in his career, which I don't think is a crazy thought. They probably have a better offensive line as well, so you spring him loose a little bit more.
What were they going to get that they turned down to trade Saquon a couple years ago?
You mean the trade deadline?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Third round pick?
I feel like it may have been third or fourth.
Okay. So let's just use that as a rough outline. I know running backs are back on the up, being valued a little bit more, but... Would you trade Breece Hall for a fourth rounder right now?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, I don't think you're doing any better than that.
I could be wrong. But here's how you do better. Here's how you incentivize somebody to make a trade. Number one, they've got to really want Breece Hall. If they do, that changes the entire complexion. It's one thing for the Jets to proactively try to trade him. I'm not necessarily saying that. What I'm saying is if somebody's calling them aggressively, which I think that somebody has or will, then there's a way to attach a draft pick to Breece Hall. So instead of getting a fourth-round pick, maybe you get a third or, you know, probably not a second, but maybe you get something better than that.
Would you trade him for a third?
I probably would.
I don't know the value what Breece Hall would warrant getting back. I would think more a fourth-round pick at best. But if it were a three, I think that's a fair thing to say. Okay, well, if I offered you a three, would you trade Breece Hall? You'd say yes. I still probably wouldn't do that just because I think the potential of Breece Hall, I like the idea of combining a great running game with a great running quarterback.
Because
that's going to be the focal point. You're trying to run the damn football.
Which is why I really want the Jets to get an O-lineman, and that's why I've been saying that for a while here. Hopefully they get that tonight. But listen, if Breece Hall had a couple of years ago in his contract, I'm not saying this. I mean, it really, what's forcing me, and I think them, to reevaluate this here is if they I don't know. If they don't trade him, are they going to give him big money? And I don't think the new regime would. So you're going to miss an opportunity to maybe get something back for him and then not resign him? That would not be wise football.
There are a lot more questions with the Jets organization than just what Muji's going to do with the draft tonight about a lot of these players moving forward. We talked about it, not only the fifth-year option, but beyond that,
yep,
with Sauce Gardner, with Garrett Wilson.
And even Jermaine Johnson.
Yeah, so that's right. They said they picked up the fifth-year option on these guys, but as far as the long-term contract.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Evan and Tika will be doing their show live from the Dream Bar at the American Dream Mall today, so make sure you check that out. Those guys will be out there starting at 2 o'clock. They'll probably be a little bit before that. You want to get there, take pictures, bother them for autographs, all that stuff. Tiki specifically. Just go right to Tiki. Pictures, autographs, all that stuff.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, if you could get either Tiki's autograph or Evan's autograph, which one are you going to do?
I might go for Lukey at this point.
Yeah.
Biggest star on the show. I'm just kidding.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Pete is in Seaford. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Ring. You hear that stupid? Go ahead. I'm sorry, buddy.
Jets and Giants fans, all we want is just sustained success, right? The good teams, they go through 3 to 5 year cycles of success, then like 2 lean years, then you're back and being successful again. We haven't, the Giants had that a little bit in the 90s into the, you know, 2010s. The Jets haven't had that ever, but I'm past that for the Jets. All I want is frisky and fun. Can you keep me engaged past Halloween for the first time in like my entire life?
It's the wrong attitude, Pete.
No, I like that attitude.
I hate that attitude. That's
can
a loser attitude.
Yeah, but my point is, my point for the draft, I think that the three big offensive linemen are going to go to the Patriots, the Jaguars, and the Raiders ahead of the Jets. I think they're going to be off the board. With that in mind, take Warren. Don't look back. To me, he's a Brock Bowers-type prospect. You have Justin Fields for at least this season, maybe the season after. There is a slim possibility the Jets could unlock what he was supposed to be with the first overall pick of Justin Fields. Just be fun and draft to have a fun team. And that means Warren, and you know what? He'll be sitting there. Maybe Jaunty is an option, especially. I'm not opposed to trading Breece Hall, BT.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you can get, you know, maybe there's a team. Maybe the Ravens.
That's
maybe
the first
Chiefs.
Thing you said that I agree with, that we agree with, which is fine. But you lost me twice, Pete. You didn't say it once. You said it twice about an entertaining team. What entertaining team? Yeah, that's nice, provided the entertainment leads to wins. I'm past being entertained. And listen,
well, you
and
haven't Pete, either.
Well, I understand that, so I'm going to change my tune here and try a different chapter, Sal. And Pete, I love the call. I hear you, man. It's been a rough go. I get it, man. But that is why, unlike previous years where I've been against the lineman, I want, get me the sexy receiver, get me the tight end, get me this guy. Just get me a guy that can move somebody back a foot to get a yard or a couple of inches to get a first down.
Well, you've seen that the other way didn't work, going out there and getting all these top sexy picks. You need to build inside out. But the Jets should be on their way to doing it.
I'm going to throw my phone through the
wall. What's going on? Ring.
You don't even
silent.
I don't know how.
What do you mean you don't know how? There's a little button on the side.
I know. It's
silent.
A new phone, though. Now, look, I just tried to do it. I took a picture.
Oh, okay.
You
tried to shut it off?
Yeah, I tried to. Because now they're cutting my grass. And every time the mower moves past the three cameras.
Okay. I got it. Hey. Yeah, just put that thing on mute. Come on.
I'm trying to, buddy. I'm taking pictures instead.